Hi guys, the date is Thursday, the 14th of March, 2024, and this is poem number 51, and this poem is called Simple Words, so let's talk about it. Words, they come from the alphabet, which is 26 letters long, and the alphabet has always amazed me and fascinated me because you can create millions of words from the alphabet. And the alphabet, I see it as a massive jigsaw where you can create the most amazing stories, poems, dramas, all through words written down on a piece of paper, all from 26 letters of the alphabet. It's just amazing how, and the alphabet is so important because it's a form of communication. Apart from talking and our voices, words are the most important thing in life. By words, we praise people. By words we can say things that make people feel good, give them confidence, and also by those same words we can say things that are hurtful and cause a lot of hurt and offense to other people. So words are very important, and that is why I like words. I like to have a pen in my hand and a blank piece of paper, and I like it where my imagination just runs free and creates little stories in my head, and these are put down on paper and they become a small poem if you're writing poems, or they can be a story, all created from our imagination using the alphabet and using letters in the alphabet to create words and sentences. It's just an amazing thing in life. And to me, I think it's amazing, and it is genius. So this poem is called Simple Words, and it goes something like this. The words are there, they've always been. Thinking them through before they'll be seen. They make no sense, but you know it's right. By the way it's written, proves it's got sight. So sometimes, when you write words, they don't make sense, but when you say them, they make sense. And then, sometimes you'll write some words down, or a sentence down, and it doesn't quite fit. And then you have to change a word here, a word there, or you might change the complete sentence and start again. But when you start again, you don't do the same thing, because you're learning that what you've just done isn't right. And so you'll think again of how to change this word and put it in a different part of the sentence, or you might choose a new word and put it into a sentence. And when it fits, it's kind of like, it feels good. It gives you a warm feeling of satisfaction that you've achieved something from nothing. That's the beauty of words. And that's why it's very good for children, when they start to read, that they love stories and they practice their reading and writing, because people's writing is getting worse because people are not having to use a pen anymore. All they do is type it into a computer or use their phones, and people are beginning to lose that art of writing using freehand, using a pen or a pencil. So simple words, if you can, try and start writing. It's a beautiful hobby and it keeps your brain active, which is all very good for our mental health. And it's a form of communication. So yeah, keep writing. It's an amazing art, an amazing part of our life. So guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.